Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey, you know a good way to upset a bartender?
Snap your fingers at them.
Yeah, they don't like snapping.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Whisper your order.
Yeah. Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That's correct. A whisper. Or you order a very elaborate virgin cocktail when they have a full bar.
Why would that make them upset? It's one less thing to pour into the cup.
Yeah, but they're not going to charge as much for it.
I mean, that's true.
So they're going to get tipped less, and it's pretty much just the same amount of work.
I'm pretty sure this actually happened to me over the weekend.
Like, see?
I'm not even joking you. So you guys know, I'm very open about the fact that I don't drink alcohol very frequently. If you do see me drinking, it's like one or two drinks, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't feeling it. After 2 days of concerts on Sunday, I was like, I'm not drinking any more alcohol. Like, I felt really yucky, so I ordered a mocktail. When I tell you that this bartender looked me up and down with the most disgusting look in her face, I felt personally attacked. It made me sit back a little bit like, okay, that was a choice of looks to give. Honestly, we went for tacos. I just wanted a margarita with my tacos without the tequila. Like, I just wasn't feeling it. That's all I wanted. I wanted a virgin margarita.
Well, the price difference between a virgin margarita and one with alcohol in it is crazy.
Yeah, but still.
So that's what makes them go, I don't know. I don't like this person already. I don't like their vibe. I don't like anything about them.
Well, you should like my vibe because I am cool. And you judged me based off the fact that I just wanted a clean margarita.
It's not like someone buying a non-alcoholic beer. When you get those elaborate, like, now I got to put like 3 ingredients.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's like getting upset at the chef because you don't want olives on something. Like, I just didn't want it.
I hear you.
And she made me feel like garbage.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry she made you feel that way.
What is it? Is that truly what you're upset about? Like, what really, like, what makes bartenders so upset?
Someone who's being cheap.
Mm.
Bad tippers fire up a bartender. Try not tipping a bartender.
Ooh. No, thank you.
You know all those social media notes where it was like, you know, they circled the zero or whatever. You had a nasty attitude. The bartender will come after you for that. Oh. They will approach you and not be cool about it.
I have never done that. Although I am the type that, like, back in the day, when I used to go to bars a lot and, like, not leave tabs open, because when I would turn 21, leaving your tab open was not a thing. Like, it wasn't the thing that you did in my small town. So you would close your tab out after every single drink.
Oh.
So I would tip cash at the end of the night.
I see what you're saying.
So on my, so on my receipt would always be zero. And then I'd give you like 20, 30 bucks at the end of the night in cash.
Oh, that's cool.
So, because we drink a lot.
I always hit them with the tip right up front.
Oh, see, in my adult years, I've seen that works.
That way you get the good service.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm going to take care of this.
Because they look out for you. They're like, ooh, that person just gave me 20 bucks.
Especially at places like Waste Management where it's your ticket comes with all of the drinks.
Yep.
You tip up front and they will take care of you.
Yeah. That's a hack right there.
That is a life hack.
So if you're going to buy a weenie non-alcoholic, no, I'm just kidding.
You shut your mouth.
If you're going to get a margarita with no alcohol in it, just hook her up right up front.
Yeah, just be like,
I'm sorry.
Here's a $2 bill. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Here you go. Okay. Just, please don't be mean to me, lady.
Please don't be mean to me. I just don't
I know you've killed
please.
People. Because you're a bartender.
And that's what they do.
Now that we've fired up all the bartenders that got off work an hour ago.
I know. I was just going to say, why are you up? And then I was like, oh, because they're just now getting home. Like, they just counted all their singles for sure.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to generalize the entire industry of the bar and nightclub, workers. But I've worked with a bunch of y'all, okay? I know what you're all about.
That I will tell you, though, according to these text lines, ordering a virgin drink, whatever it is that you are ordering, is not their biggest pet peeves and what gets them real riled up.
Oh, okay.
Dylan, he was very specific. I don't know where he works, but his name is Dylan.
He brought his name into this?
He did. He goes, this is Dylan. I would rather you order a virgin drink than order a whiskey Coke without telling me what kind of whiskey you want.
Oh.
Which does, as a person who drinks whiskey Coke, because I love them, they're my preferred liquor drink.
Yeah.
I have had many bartenders ask, like, can I get a whiskey Coke? Yeah, what kind of whiskey do you want? I've been through this scenario.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that the well is an option.
Yeah.
But when you're usually ordering whiskey, you usually order the name of it. So it'd be kind of annoying if he had to redundantly ask you. All right, man. Well, okay.
Okay, well, what kind do you want?
So basically, you just told me Coke was something else.
Jack and Diet Coke.
There we go.
That's the new order.
Boom.
Because I've been yelled at.
I'll take a Buffalo Trace.
Right now.
Boom. Little Barbie.
Text from the 480. Can you please stop shoving your napkins into your glasses? I have to pull them out and it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
That would be gross. Text from the 623. I might be a person who does this if I'm sitting by myself.
Okay.
Text from the 623. Stop peeling the labels off of your bottles. I do this because I'm a fidgeter, but I also clean up my mess. I'm not a child.
Yeah.
They must be referring to people who just like leave it there and then they have to come in behind you and clean it up. I could see how all of these things are annoying.
I can't drink beer because I would be done with it so quick that it wouldn't even have touched my hands.
Especially on a hot day.
Like, who sits there and peels beer bottles?
I do.
Cheyenne.
I get. Guilty. It's almost like I need a fidget spinner or like a popper, but like I'm not a child.
Yeah.
So what do? I peel the label like a child.
And the number one complaint from bartenders, don't hit on us.
Yes. I feel like this is the equivalent to like going to see the strippies.
They're
not in love with you.
No.
They don't want it. Most bartenders that I've ever met are all in very good, healthy relationships.
And in fact, if they're flirting with you, it's because they want your money.
They want your money.
Yes.
Just because you're here with your bros
so
for bachelor weekend.
Enjoy the flattery.
Yes.
Get yourself a drink and push on. Yeah.
Find somebody
else. I can tell you how many times I heard, oh, bro, I met the hottest bartender. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, she met you and 80 other guys she said the same thing.
She's a professional, bud.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
She's paying her mortgage.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We got to call Trey this morning and break some news.
Okay, what are we going to tell him?
Well, his girlfriend, Brittany, wants him to make a good impression on her parents.
He's going to be
meeting the parents and having family dinner.
Okay.
And also, keep the Crocs at home, Trey.
The fact that we have to tell him this is wild.
All right, let's call him up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Trey? Hey, Trey?
Yes.
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you today.
Nico Breaks the what?
The news. I have news. I provide a service where I deliver news from family, friends, and loved ones, and sometimes coworkers, and sometimes great aunts. So I have news from your girlfriend, Brittany.
Whoa, okay. What was she like?
Well,
what news does she have?
She said next week when you meet her family at dinner, you got to put a little effort into your outfit.
Oh my God. What? She's...
No Crocs, Trey?
Oh my God.
Which
no.
I disagree with personally.
I don't.
No Crocs.
You can dress up some Crocs.
We're talking about comfort here. A1 comfort here.
Oh, she also said no hey dudes either.
What?
I thought those were fancy looking. Those are like loafers,
no
right?
Do
you got the Hey Dude loafers?
Well, listen, I mean, we're talking about go-to footwear here.
Well, you can't wear those to dinner. So sorry.
No way. She's killing all my go-to. What's
definitely no cut-off shorts.
Stop it. No way. Not some fatigue shorts either?
Nope. Can't do it. Well, what's wrong with a nice casual cut-off short?
Cargo, what are we doing? What are we doing? Cargo
Trey,
shorts, those are the best.
She said, here, this one's an absolutely no dirty ball caps.
Listen. No. These hats aren't dirty. Listen, these are vintage caps. I got a couple Abercrombie Gap hats. I love them. The weathered ones, you know, with the hat.
Oh.
Hey, with the holes in them and everything, it just looks cool. It looks rugged. You know, it gives me an edge. So I'm not.
Did you say it gives you an edge?
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with that.
It's the Abercrombie and my best. Rugged combination for me. I don't think those go in the same stitches.
Hey, Trey, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Your girlfriend, Brittany, said he's meeting my parents and I got to make sure that he's looking sharp.
It sounds like she just wants him to be presentable. Like, truly,
yeah,
it's
do you have
presentable.
Like a, do you got a nice pair of jeans and maybe like a button up? See, we're going to help you out in this situation.
I have it, but I don't prefer it.
Right? Well, you're going to have to prefer it when you meet her parents.
What happened to Come As You Are?
It doesn't exist when you're meeting parents.
Okay.
That's a Nirvana song from the 90s. This is you getting into the good graces of your girlfriend's family. So, hey, you know what? I love calm, cash, cool, and collective. In fact, right now, I'm not even wearing underwears. But that's okay. Not here or there. Okay? So just take it, dress up, make yourself presentable, and
leave the ball caps at home.
Yeah, you only got to do it once. You only got to trick them once.
Okay. I can't make any promises. I know I will be wearing underwear, though.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Hey.
Hey.
When's the last time you went to Odyssey Aquarium?
Oh, actually, I went to back in, I think, March.
Oh, recently?
Yeah, I think it was March.
A couple months ago?
Yeah.
Well, guess what else happened recently? They just made the top 10 best aquariums list for 2025 in the United States of America.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like these things, like when you're doing things that are like top 10s of specific things, people do research.
Yeah.
It's not like drawing names out of a hat. And so I appreciate that. But top 10 is
amazing. USA Today puts out this list. They made number 9.
That's impressive.
So if you haven't gone to Odyssey Aquarium, you need to go. I used to live not too far away from it. And we used to go there because my son was very young at that time. And we could bamboozle him by taking him to the same places over and over again.
And it would be
think it's a new
amazing.
Adventure every time.
Yeah.
So we went there very often. But now that he's a little bit older, he needs like, you know.
A little bit more stimulation.
Can't trick him.
Yeah.
Can't trick them by taking the same place every time.
Just be like, Dad, we were just here last weekend.
But I definitely have to head back because, you know, it's a very impressive place.
I really enjoy the aquarium, to be honest, especially if you're trying to go somewhere where, like, if time doesn't matter and you can just appreciate what it is, it's one of the best places to go. Because, I mean, I'm a reader. I like to read. I will read every plaque.
Oh.
I also worked in like exotic animals for a really long time. I lived the life for a really long time.
Yeah.
So to me, it's very just like, it just takes me back a little bit.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it.
Well, the aquarium recently unveiled a groundbreaking immersive lobby experience using state-of-the-art digital projection mapping and 12 synchronized projectors.
In the bathrooms.
60 degree. Oh, the bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah,
the urinals are facing the tank, which I thought was a little alarming at first. But then I realized it's just a fish looking at me.
That poor fish, though. Like, did the fish approve that? Did they ask for the fish's permission to be?
I'm sure they're talking.
In that particular situation.
Because they say that those animals are very smart.
He goes over to urinal too. He's like, hey, Todd, you see the guy that was just being in my urinal?
And Todd was like, yeah, very impressive guy.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Well, if the fish could talk. It's wild. I do love Odyssey, though, and I love this for them. I think that this is such a cool thing to be able to have.
Yeah, I mean, any attraction in the Valley, obviously getting national recognition is huge. And, you know, obviously we're very proud of everything in the Valley.
Yeah.
So if you get an opportunity, head on over to the 101 and Talking Stick Or no, it's just north of Talking Stick. Salt River.
It is, but you take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like right there.
It's right. You know where it is. You can't miss it.
No.
But considering the fact that there are over 200 aquariums in the United States and they're sitting at number 9.
Woo.
Let's
go.
That's so cool. So congratulations to them.
Odyssey, we're always willing to come check out the aquarium.
I would love to come check out
the aquarium. If you would like to send some invites, we would gladly accept them.
I would be there all the time.
Just hit us up, Nico and Cheyenne, on Instagram.
Or at our emails. It's fine.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
We always say that it could be really, really big of something that we can give an amen to, or something maybe really, really small and insignificant.
Uh-huh.
This is one of those that might not be a big deal to anybody else, but as a female who uses toilet paper every time I go to the bathroom, since we've
Wait, you guys use toilet paper every
I know, it's
time?
Really weird. It's a weird concept.
What a waste of toilet paper.
I know. But since we've moved buildings.
Shake it off, girl.
Guys!
Sorry.
since we've moved buildings, and our company is no longer in charge of the one-ply toilet paper we used to have. Now we have, like, quilted, good quality toilet paper.
Ooh.
And it might not be a lot for some people, but for me, it's noticeable. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Eddie in Deer Valley, what are you looking for an amen for this morning?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to say that I had the most smoothest ride into work this morning on 17.
Oh.
No problems. Normally, it's chaotic and, you know, with an accident or two along the way, but it was like smooth as silk driving into work today.
That is nice because the 17 is wild in the morning.
Yeah,
Nico, you drive that
someone
ride.
Someone who commutes on that road every single day, I'd rather not be on it.
It's always a crapshoot when Nico's running a little
behind. Yeah, it was very
behind.
Smooth this morning. I agree.
Ooh, you can concur?
Yeah, I concur.
I love that.
Can I get an amen?
For that beautiful drive-in this morning. I love that for you guys.
Every single morning, Camel Nation, at this time, we do amens. We want to hear from you, no matter how big or how small. 602-894-5653. Good morning, Camel Country.
Good morning, Nico.
Good morning. Who is this? Where are you from?
This is Jennifer from Peoria.
Good morning, Jennifer from Peoria. You're call number 8. Congratulations.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Oh my gosh, yay. Okay.
Love me some Jennifer and Peoria.
So do I. Jennifer, have you been following along?
I have, yes.
Have you gotten all the clues and heard all the guesses?
I got all of them. I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Ooh.
So you're confident.
I love it. All right. We do it every morning at 7:30, and Jennifer obviously pays attention. What can she win, Cheyenne?
If she gets it right today, she's going to win 4 3-day, 1 park per day passes into Disneyland, a 2-night hotel stay at one of their Disneyland Resort hotels, and she's going to get parking.
Let's play the secret sound.
Let's play.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Jennifer in Peoria, what is this secret sound?
Jennifer, what do you think that secret sound is?
Okay, I think this is the Autotopia ride at Disneyland.
Autotopia.
We cannot accept that answer. That is incorrect.
Ah,
sorry,
Jennifer. I'm sorry. You're going to have to try again. You did not get the secret sound correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Another clue coming up later today. Make sure you tune in 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron.
You're going to get another clue, which will help lead you to where you need to go. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram because we give you tips and tricks sometimes on Instagram that will help get you to where you need to go. So follow us at Camel1079 or at Nico and Cheyenne.
And we're playing again tomorrow morning at 7:30. It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, so producer AB Baby always gives us the insights as to his neighborhood.
I feel like his neighborhood is wild.
Because he walks the streets every day.
He does. He be in them streets.
He takes a health walk. And he also sells himself as a street walker.
A man of the night. It's fine.
It's radio, right? We've all been there. So.
It's hard out here, man.
Right? What was your latest situation?
I think we need to name this segment like Abe's Neighborhood Somethings.
It should be called On Abe's Block.
On Abe's Block. Abe's Block. So what's up on Abe's Block?
All right, so tell us what's new on Abe's Block.
So I have a neighbor who parks 4 spaces away from me.
Yeah.
And she is on her Bluetooth all the time. And I don't mean the one that goes in your ear. I mean connected to her car radio.
Oh, her CarPlay.
Yeah.
So it's playing through the speakers like music would that loud. I'm just around a lot when she pulls up into her space and she's always mid-conversation. And, you know, with the windows up, I can almost hear both of them clear as day.
That's very loud.
Depending on the time of year, if it's nice enough to roll with the windows down, she's got the windows down and is having full-on conversations. It's not super embarrassing, but it's still not something that I would just be broadcasting to everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
It seems very personal. A lot of it seems work-related and she gets very animated. She drops a few F-bombs. It's crazy.
Is your neighbor me?
It might be you, actually. So, I mean, I just, I don't know. I'm kind of baffled. Like, I know I'm not the only neighbor that feels like this, but we're just kind of over it.
She lives in her own island.
For sure.
She does not give a French fry about what you think about her conversations.
Whatsoever.
Because she's going to have them, and she's going to be like, girl. She does that one too, doesn't she?
No, that makes it sound like it's fun and personal. These are almost always like her ripping into somebody for something professional.
That's wild. First of all, I'm going to need you to video, get as close as you can. I need to hear these conversations.
I love that.
Because I want I need a visual or like a audio medium that tells me how clear you can hear these conversations.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to try to capture it.
That is your mission, should you choose to accept, and you should, because that would be amazing.
Fully. I just hope she hasn't been narked on already, because I'm pretty the HOA, my HOA is not bad, but like I'm pretty sure somebody has told on her.
They're just annoyed. Like, they're just over it at this point.
Yeah, everyone's over it.
Yeah. It's weird to me that she's not like, doesn't have the wherewithal to like do that, because I am very... Like, if I pull up and I'm on the phone, I always turn down the volume if I'm in a parking lot. Because, like, I don't need every, you know.
I do that with my music.
I was going to say, I don't even roll into my own parking lot bumping super.
Yeah.
I only do that with my music when I don't know where I am.
I'm so cautious.
Because that helps with
I'm so
directions.
Cautious. Oh, I'm lost. I missed a turn. Better turn down the radio.
If I got a good song on, I will let everybody enjoy the good song with me. That doesn't really bother me too much. Other than if I'm in my neighborhood at night.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'll turn it down, because I'm
woman,
not that guy.
This woman don't care. So until someone actually physically walks up to her car and goes, like, what are you doing?
Can you turn that down?
You know we can hear you.
What you should do is get... You wonder what I would do with Steve? I would tell Steve that this is his last chance. Yeah. And just give her unsolicited advice. If you're going to be that loud, you get unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Send her some sign language or something. Hand signs.
I've got some sign language.
Shut up. It only uses one finger.
Hit her with the middle.
Like what? This is my dial finger.
This is how I press things.
I'm actually saluting you. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Producer AB Baby's neighbor loves to just scream on that speakerphone in her car with the windows down so everybody can hear her business.
It's a choice.
We got Marcy and Glendale on the phone. Good morning, Marcy.
Oh my God, I can't even believe you guys. This is so funny. I can completely understand how this would happen.
Why?
Because my dad, we could be wherever. We could be in the middle of Costco. We could be in a library. We could be anywhere, and he will answer his phone on speaker. It has to be on speaker. Okay. And he'll say, he'll announce himself like he's in the office, but he's not. He's retired.
He's like, this is Dave.
Yeah, this is Bill.
Go for Dave.
And not only is the volume turned all the way up, he screams. Like, he speaks so loud. Like, and I, so like, if we are in like Walmart, for instance, and we'll be four aisles down and people can get, you know, like, in fact, somebody walked by and was like, hey, Bill, like, because everybody knows that's my dad talking on the phone because he's so loud.
That's so funny. I feel like I know this man. Like, yeah. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
The good news is you'll never lose him.
Never.
We will.
My concern is, why is he talking so loud? Can he not hear himself? Oh,
he's got a hearing issue. For
yeah.
Sure. Yes, I think he does have a hearing issue, but I mean, he just, I don't know, but I'm like, Dad, you're not in the office, but I just let him do, you know, you do you, Dad, and, you know, I'm not going to critique him.
He's struggling with that retired life. He can't let it go.
He can't change people's ways, man. He's stuck in it. It's like the guys that wear their cell phones on their hip and like a little holster.
Yeah.
Like, that was so cool 30 years ago and very practical. But now they're still rocking it with these big old phones. When it was a little phone to slide in, it was nice. So I'm just picturing it's Sunday morning. The priest is like, the Father, the Son. Go for Bill!
Go for Bill. Yeah, pretty much.
Then the priest is like, damn it, Bill!
Bill!
Take it outside!
Leave! Leave the...
Oh my God. And he doesn't know. I'm like, Dad, we're in a public space. And he doesn't give two monkeys.
Yeah, no. It's his time. When that phone rings, it's his time. So after paying a $360 electricity bill.
Your electricity bill was $370?
$368, and it's not even summertime yet.
That's wild.
I was like, what is happening? And then to see that APS has filed paperwork with the Arizona Corporation Commission to increase their rates 14%?
That's insane.
I'm like, you're already getting away with highway robbery. What is happening right now?
In the breakout, did it say how much that would add to the bills?
Yeah.
Like on total?
About $20 customer.
A month?
Yeah.
That's a lot for a lot of people.
So more and more and more. And apparently they're a very profitable company. So they're just...
I would hope so.
They're just being jerks.
I don't like that at all.
That's not like them going, hey guys, we need to raise rates because this costs more and we got to do this and it costs more and this costs more. No, they're straight up going, we want to make more money.
Yeah. And because like I understand having an overhead, like you got to pay your employees, you got to pay like all the things for the overhead. I fully understand that.
They made over $600 million net profit last year.
That's insane. That's insanity.
That's profit.
And are they giving their employees raises with that? Because probably not.
Yeah. No, not so much.
And I'm not okay with that either.
In the article, Attorney General Chris Mays had a response.
Ooh.
And she was like, my office intends to vigorously oppose the outrageous rate hike APS is trying to push force on Arizona customers.
I love that.
And she says with all this inflation, illegal tariffs, and overall astronomical cost of living, she's not going to stand for it. And I was like, oh, I feel like somebody's fighting for me.
Do your thing. Well, we have to have, like, that's the attorney general's job, right? Like,
yeah.
Is to make sure that laws are upheld.
Absolutely.
And if you feel like something's wrong, say something.
Yeah. And it just makes me think, like, okay, I'm not in government. I don't know how things work. And I would love to know from the people who work in this stuff. Like, hey, they're basically a monopoly. They're like, hey, if you want power, if you live in the East Valley, you get an SRP. If you live in the West Valley, you get APS. Or, you know, Tucson's got their own thing going on. But they can do whatever they want willy-nilly.
Yeah, because it is like a monopoly. Like, I have SRP, and we've also seen rate hikes with SRP. So...
It's getting ridiculous.
It is a little ridiculous.
I feel like Arizonans deserve better from our power company.
Absolutely.
And we reached out to her. She said she was going to come on the phone with us. Let's see.
Let's see. She's literally should be calling here in like 4 minutes.
Attorney General Kristen Mays.
Chris, if you will.
I want to see if we can call her Chris. We're going to keep it light and fluffy. We'll talk to her next right here on Camel. Stick around. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I saw this in the news and I was like, you know what? I know the perfect person to ask about this issue that we're dealing with. APS has decided that they want to try to push toward a 14% rate hike.
And I said, well, why don't we call her?
After I just paid $360. I just paid $360.
That's wild.
For my APS bill. And it's not even hot yet.
I know. We're not even into the summer heat.
It's not even hot yet. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays on the phone to answer these hard-hitting questions. Thank you so much for joining us, first and foremost.
Good morning. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so I saw you were getting a little involved in this. You were like, hey, SRP.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We got to have a convo about this.
APS, but close.
Oh, yes.
I have SRP.
Yeah, APS. Yeah, in this case, it's APS. But yeah, I decided as Attorney General, we needed to jump in here and oppose this proposed rate hike, especially for APS. You know, guys, this is a utility that is asking for 14% increase this year, but they already got in 2024, 8% in the prior year. They got another 8% and 4.5% in 2017. That's like a 35% increase since 2017. And I just don't think that it's right for a corporate monopoly like APS to be engaging in what I think is just corporate greed at this point.
What is their justification for this in the first place?
I don't think there is one, given the fact that, you know, this is a company that is making record profits. That 14% rate hike that they now want would push their revenue to $580 million annually.
Wow.
And they reported net profits of $609 million last year. What they're claiming is that they need these rate increases because they have to build new infrastructure for all the growth that we have going on in the Valley, especially from industrial businesses and data centers, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
My point would be, look, residential consumers like you guys,
yeah,
and all the actual residential utility rate payers don't need to be paying for infrastructure related to, you know, industrial growth like data centers. Make the data centers pay for themselves. You know, if we're going to become the hub of data centers or AI, those types of things, then the burden for that should not fall on homeowners and renters.
That's a deal right there.
That feels like common sense
to me. I feel like we just made a deal. And we just reach out to APS and say, hey, no.
This isn't happening.
So no.
Yeah.
They just raised their rates this March.
Exactly.
You know, I understand the whole, you know, protecting for the future,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, reinforcing the infrastructure,
sure,
having a reliable energy grid. But I also understand, like, dude, it's your business.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's another thing that we have to point out here is this is a monopoly, and the customers of APS don't have a choice. They can't just hop over to SRP or
right,
hop down to TEP. They don't have a choice. Your house is inside that APS service territory. And we have this system where we allow companies like APS to have a monopoly, but in return, it's called the regulatory compact. In return, they have to keep rates reasonable and they have an obligation to provide reasonable service. And that is why they have to ask for these rate increases and go before the Corporation Commission. I just don't think the Corporation Commission has done a very good job in recent years of holding these rates down. And that's why I've decided to jump in and intervene in this case on behalf of ratepayers and make the argument against this rate increase.
I love what I'm hearing. Do you think maybe there's something going on behind the scenes? Like, oh, we have to get the Corporation Commission to agree to this. Let's slide them a couple, a couple briefcases. Maybe encourage them to make the decisions our way.
I would be all over that as fraud and corruption. But
no, I got you.
I hear the frustration in your voices, and I think that's the frustration that a lot of people are feeling, is that, you know, there just seems to be one rate increase after another, especially at a time, guys, when people are dealing with other price increases. Groceries remain high.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, the tariffs, which, you know, I'm not a fan of those tariffs, and I'm suing to stop them. That's going to mean higher prices as well. Frankly, the economy may be sliding into a recession. I don't know. But this is about fundamental fairness and making sure that consumers who live in Arizona and who live in the APS service territory don't have to pay more than necessary.
Well, thank you so much, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, for deciding live on our program that we're just going to say no.
We're saying no.
We're going to go through the proper channels.
But we're saying no.
But we're saying no.
It's okay to say no.
No means no, APS, okay? You heard it here. No means no.
Well, thank you again for hanging out with us today. Obviously, we hope it goes our way on this one. And thank you for fighting the good fight to back them off as much as possible.
You a real one.
Ditto. Love your station. So thank you guys for all you do.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.